Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 6 and 7. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. How do you think the Apostle Peter felt on Good Friday? Just watching Jesus go through all his suffering must have been bad enough. But to know that he had denied knowing Jesus had to make him feel awful. Even worse, he'd done it 3 times. More than that, Jesus had warned him plainly in advance that he would do it. How might Peter have felt? I'm guessing he felt horrible. Then, on Easter Sunday, the women who arrived at Jesus' empty tomb were given a clear instruction by the angel. Go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Tell Peter. Tell Peter specifically. Why? Probably because Peter really needed to hear it. Peter needed to hear that his sins were forgiven and that he had a risen Savior who still loved him and would always love him. You and I are no different than Peter. We're sinful human beings just like he was. We've denied Jesus in our own ways, whether by blatant statements like Peter, or not letting our light shine, or failing to trust God fully, or neglecting God's word. We've failed and sinned. We're Peter. God sent angels to announce the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Jesus' resurrection marks his victory over death, which assures us that our failures and sins are forgiven. The good news of Jesus' resurrection is the special message of God's word for you. You have a risen Savior. Jesus died and rose again from the dead to assure you that your sins are all forgiven. O gracious and living Savior, your resurrection gives me the confidence to believe all you have done for me. Open my eyes to the great blessing of your undeserved love and keep my eyes fixed on you who won for me victory over sin, death, and the grave. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.